Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Dr. Justin Mallett. He's the Associate Provost at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University. Dr. Mallett, your office has a lot of events taking place on next Monday's holiday, so go ahead and talk a little bit about the events that are taking place on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Sure. So the events that are happening on Martin Luther King Day specifically are we're going to start the morning out with the day of learning for our faculty and staff. That's going to include various sessions related to diversity, inclusion, implicit bias, racial trauma, etc. Once that is complete, that's going to lead into our keynote address from Dr. Eric Thomas. And then that evening, for everyone, we're going to be showing the movie The Butler and having a discussion on the movie once it's complete, and that's going to take place in the Performing Arts Center.
Dr. Mallett, I'm curious, what are you expecting from Dr. Thomas? What is it about his persona or what he talks about that really stuck out and why your office really wanted him to give a virtual lecture?
One of the things that's been very that's great about Dr. Thomas is his life story and his life experiences of perseverance and resistance, and using perseverance and resistance and grit to make it through and obtain his undergraduate degree and his master's degree and his doctorate degree. And I think during this time where you have a pandemic going on and you have issues with budget and issues of race, to be able to hear from someone like Dr. Thomas, to be able to share his story of persistence and persistence and grit and toughness and perseverance, I think is something that not just our students need to hear, but I think our employees and our community needs to hear as well.
Beyond next Monday, it looks like your office is holding other events throughout next week. Can you talk a little bit about those?
One of the things that the Office of Diversity and Inclusion definitely really focused on this year for MLK Week is to be able to have involvement from our multicultural student organizations, especially with the current climate, especially from our Black student multicultural student organizations. So on Tuesday of next week, our student group First Ladies, they're going to be hosting a community service event. And then on Wednesday, the Office of Diversity and Inclusion in partnership with the student group Sister will be hosting another movie night where we'll be showing the movie Selma. And then the final thing on Thursday, our Black Student Union will be hosting a presentation on Juneteenth and what Juneteenth actually means, since when Juneteenth takes place in June, students are in session, so they want to provide an educational opportunity to learn about Juneteenth.
For people who may not know, is this the first year the Office of Diversity and Inclusion has expanded on a holiday and kind of made it a Martin Luther King Jr. week?
No, it hasn't. So I've been here so I'm going into my fourth year here at Northwest, and since I've been here, we've always done an MLK week. It's usually we start out with the Peace Brunch, where we bring in a previous alum to deliver the keynote address, and then we follow that up at the end with the keynote address from a speaker. So some of the speakers that we've had in the past include Cheyenne Webb Riceburg, who actually marched with Dr. Martin Luther King during the voting riots in Selma. We've had Mr. Stephon Ferguson, who does a lot of work with the King Center. We've had him here as well. So for my history, since I've been here, we've always done an MLK week.
We're talking with Dr. Justin Mallett. He's the Associate Provost at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University. Listening to you talk about next week's events for Martin Luther King Jr., I feel like there's a theme to this year's week. I could be wrong, but I'm curious. Did the office pick a theme and kind of build around it?
We talked about, myself and the staff, we talked about what it could look like based off everything that's going on right now. And one of the things that we talked about, being able to, we kind of have two things in what we were thinking about. And it was perseverance, and persevering through tough times, which is the same thing that Dr. King also did. But we also talked about equity and equality for all, which is also something that we're trying to institute across campus as well.
For you personally, what does next Monday mean to you?
For me, myself personally, next Monday is a day where it shouldn't be viewed as a day off. It should be a day where you get out, where everyone gets out, and they try to educate themselves or do some kind of learning that's going to allow them to learn more about creating an inclusive or equitable environment. After everything that happened over the course of the summer, I think all of us should be taking more time out to learn and educate ourselves on issues of race and understanding what systemic bias is and what systemic racism is. I just think those are some things that we should all be doing on this day, because that's what Dr. King would have wanted. Dr. King would have wanted all of us, no matter what our race is, to come together as one and learn and provide service and show that unity and equality for all. So I think for me, that's what it means.
The only other question I have for you this morning is, do you feel more needs to be done around the country when it comes to next Monday and, you know, even next week, where instead of just having America kind of observe one day for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., maybe America needs to reflect throughout next week?
And I guess I would even take that and expand it more. I don't think that we should just have to use Martin Luther King Day as a day to try to create an equitable and inclusive environment. We should be striving to do that every single day. I mean, it seems like we hone in on just these specific days and say, well, we're going to do something. And as I say for everybody, you know, Martin Luther King Day and the things that he stood for are things that are happening every single day. Black History Month, we shouldn't just celebrate Black History Month in February. Black History happens every day. And so I think we just need to expand our scope to say, okay, this is a day where we can enhance the things that we do. But I think this is something that needs to be a focus every single day. For students, for employees, for our community members as well.
And where can people find more information about the events next week?
We did have a press release go out, so if you go to the Northwest webpage, there should be information about every session and everything that we're offering during the week, and also on the university calendar as well.
Thank you so much for coming on this morning, Dr. Mallett. Once again, that's Dr. Justin Mallett, the Associate Provost at the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at Northwest Missouri State University. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.